Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1363 in the writing. It's shiur number 515, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, interesting question which comes up. The Mishnah Berurah actually talks about it. We are in the middle of the halachas of washing the hands, negel vasa, these type of things. But here and there something else comes up. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring down where he talks about the various different brachas in the morning. Or this could be even throughout the day. Interesting question. If one ate or drank an amount which requires a after bracha, in other words, I ate the right amount, I drank the right amount for a bar nefesh, I'm eating, let's say, potato chips, so I ate a kezayis, bechdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period. So the problem was that the person forgot to make the after bracha. Fine, so they forgot to make the after bracha. So now the question arises, the person now went to the bathroom. And we're talking about a case in time where they didn't run out of time. They have enough time to make the bar nefesh. So you have up to 72 minutes. You try and do it within a half hour. But the Yevet, at least for sure, you have up to 72 minutes. That's how the Mishnah Berurah talks about small amount of food. So, but be it as it may, so the question is now the person had to use the bathroom, and when they came out, they realized that they forgot to make the bar nefeshes after they finished the bag of potato chips. So the question is, do I make first the asher yatzar, or should I make first the bar nefeshes? Right, I have to make them both. So which bracha do I make first? So the same question comes up. If one has to make a after bracha on a food or drink, but they realize they have to first use the bathroom. In other words, they did not forget. Good, I have to make a bar nefeshes. I drank enough soda, I drank enough orange juice, whatever the case is, right? I have to make my bar nefeshes. So I didn't forget. I just have to use to relieve myself in the bathroom. So we've learned in the past, if somebody has to use the bathroom, you're not allowed to make a bracha. You have to first do what you have to do, and then go ahead and make the bracha, whatever it is it entails. But when one has a urge to use the bathroom, as long as they cannot hold out for 72 minutes, or basically any urge at all, they should not make a bracha. But if they can't hold out for 72 minutes, then it's even worse. So you have to be very, very careful with these things. Once a person has to use the bathroom, they're not allowed to make a bracha. Okay, so now the question is, when they come out, good, I use the bathroom, Hashem. When I come out, do I make my, and I just finished drinking my coffee, and I drank the right amount, or I finished my bag of potato chips, I ate the right amount, right in the right amount of time. So now the question is, when I come out of the bathroom, should I first make my asher yatzar, or should I first make my bar nefeshes? This is basically the question in both cases, whether one forgot to make the after bracha, or whether one was plain and simple in the middle of eating and they're done, and now they have to, they use the bathroom, but then when they come out, they have to make the after, they burn a fashas and an asher yatzar. Which one comes first? So the bottom line is, the answer is, as long as one still has enough time to make the after bracha on the food or drink, in other words, they did not lose a shear ekel, which is 72 minutes. Mishnah Berurah says 72 minutes on a small amount of food, right, that the person ate. Or if it's a drink, up to a half hour. But the Yevet for 72 minutes also. But we, by drinks, we try and keep it to a half hour. That's important to keep in mind. By drinks, it is a shorter period of time. Mishnah Berurah says that the shear ekel, the digestion period for drinks, are definitely much shorter. So one should be careful, not more than a half hour. And with eating 72 minutes, that one should make the bracha of asher yatzar first. In other words, I still have enough time. Good. I came out of the bathroom. I only finished my bag of potato chips 15 minutes ago. 20 minutes ago, I still have plenty of time, not a problem. So what bracha should I make first? So then one should make the bracha of asher yatzar first in both cases, whether they forgot the bar nefeshes and they still have enough time, like we just said, or they just flat out how to use the bathroom. So that in either case, one should be careful to make the asher yatzar first, if in fact they have enough time. The reason is due to the fact that the asher yatzar is made more often. It's what we call todir, todir sheni, todir. In other words, something that is done more often, that's what we try, in most cases, to do first. So since the asher yatzar is made more often, so one will make the asher yatzar first. Now, if one is about to run out of time, whereby they're not going to be able to make the after bracha anymore, in other words, I have up to 72 minutes on the food that I ate, right, or the drink, let's say a half hour. So, but let's say by the food, so 72 minutes, and it's already 70 minutes, 69 minutes, so I'm just going to run out of time. So then first one should make the after bracha and then make the ashiyatzar afterwards, right? Because of the fact that the ashiyatzar you could still make, unless we've learned in the past a person that can make ashiyatzar unless they feel they have to use the bathroom again. But the burn of fashas, I'm going to basically run out of time, or whatever the after bracha might be, al hamichyan, cake or cookies, something like that, right? You're going to run out of time. You only have up to 72 minutes. So first make sure, if that's the case and it's getting late, so then make sure to do the after bracha first and then the ashiyatzar afterwards. Thank you for listening. These are brought down in Simon Zion, Mishabura Sifkot and Beis, Beshem the Rachel. Thank you for listening. Asalacha Bracha Kol Tov.